crime and violence is again the theme of a meeting of Caribbean leaders. Confronting the challenges of youth crime and violence in society, defunding a multi-sectoral response is the title of a two-day conference that ended Tuesday and organized by the government of host country St. Kitts and Nevis. Earlier this month, the OAS 39 General Assembly in Honduras held the theme Toward a Culture of Nonviolence. That was a meeting of the hemisphere's ministers of foreign affairs. This week's conference saw St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Denzel Douglas, Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Patrick Manning, CARICOM Secretary General Edwin Carrington, OAS Assistant Secretary General Albert Ramden, as well as representatives of civil society, education, and private sector come together for discussions. OAS Assistant Secretary General Albert Ramden.
First of all, there is a lot of concern about the increasing and the rising crime and violence situation in the Caribbean. Secondly, in terms of approach, it needs to be broadened. It needs to be much more a holistic, comprehensive approach in dealing with it, which means that it should not only focus on policing and law enforcement and sentences, but it should focus also on social elements so that young people, especially the youth, do not fall for the trap of urban crime situations and move from the rural areas into the cities.
The conference ended with representatives of the international community discussing how to support recommendations brought forward. The region's leaders will meet again next week during the CARICOM summit in Guyana. From Washington, this is Kern Stanley.